The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, the first ever autistic Barbie doll to represent neurodivergent children has been launched by the toy giant Mattel. The Barbie features accessories like a fidget spinner, noise-cancelling headphones and a communication tablet. But is this a positive move by Mattel or too generalised a representation of autism? Well, joining me now is actor Brian Mulvey, who's spoken about his own autism diagnosis, and Adam Harris, as I am, founder and CEO. You're both very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. To come to you first, Adam, what was your first reaction when you heard about and when you actually saw autistic Barbie?
I must say, when I woke up this morning to the news, it brought a huge smile to my face, as I think it will to so many autistic children and indeed families in Ireland and right across the world. You know, we often hear the idea that, you know, to be it, I have to see it. And so often autistic people do not see themselves represented in popular culture, in media, or indeed in the toys in which children play with in a day-to-day basis. I think this toy is really important for so many reasons. I think it's really important because it's been co-created with autistic people. So I think understandably, when autism is portrayed, people are often worried, is it accurate? Is it respectful? Is it too generalized, as you ask? But the fact that this was actually developed with the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network in the United States means that autistic people have been involved in the development of this toy. While no two autistic people are the same, I think what this toy is giving is a really dynamic opportunity for autistic people to self-express. So the fact that the doll is able to stim, as many autistic people do, to self-regulate, the fact that the toy has sensory items such as headphones, the fact that it has a communication device, it really does capture many different aspects of autistic experience. And I think that won't only help for the expression of autistic people in the playground and in schools. I think it will actually also really educate other young people and see the experience of being autistic as a normal part of Irish society for all children.
Brian, would you agree?
I'd agree with a lot of what Adam has said there. If it brings other children to ask, what's the difference with that doll, or just bring the conversation around to what is autism, and, oh, maybe some of my friends are autistic or neurodivergent. And if it starts any type of conversation, and I'd read up there just when I got the call earlier that it was developed with various neurodivergent bands in the US. So I when I initially heard Mattel, I was there was a couple of red flags going off. A huge American corporation maybe trying to cash in on the growth of neurodivergent like people getting diagnosed and the growth of the community. But I think it's a positive thing overall. I think it's great, and it's inclusive, and it starts conversations, which is brilliant.
Do you worry at all that this kind of product could oversimplify or stereotype what it is to live with autism?
It is kind of in broad strokes with the headphones and the fidget spinner, and I read that the doll has movable eyes. If that starts a conversation, which is brilliant, about the eye contact and neurotypical laws, we feel very under pressure to perform with, like, handshaking and eye contact and all. I think they've done a lot with this doll to kind of bring in a rounded picture of neurodivergence. As Adam said, there's no two the same, but it would be hard to encompass something that doesn't look stereotypical.
Yeah, can I bring you in on that, Adam? I'm just wondering if you think creating an autistic Barbie could reinforce some of the stereotypes that would be out there instead of actually breaking them.
I think what we need to bear in mind is, when we think about neurotypical experience, there's no one neurotypical experience either. And yet, you know, we've had such a range of dolls up to now. So I think representation, I think this is a really important first step. But if we want to actually think of two very stereotypical views of being autistic, one is we often only talk about children, whereas when we think about Barbie, we tend to think about an adult. Also, I think when we think about Barbie, very often the discussion around autism has excluded the voices and the experiences of autistic women. So even the fact that it is a Barbie doll, I actually think really opens up a conversation. The reality is Barbie is a cultural phenomenon. We saw it with the movie when it was released a couple of years ago. It really started a conversation. And I think that This is presenting a similar opportunity today at a time in which there's a massive growth in misinformation around autism, when we're seeing really significant levels of bullying of autistic young people through things like social media. I think this is an opportunity to reclaim the space, to start a conversation, but also to help autistic people feel proud and feel represented for who they are.
Well, talk to me about how this doll will then reduce stigma and reduce perhaps some of that misinformation that is out there around autism.
Well, I think the reality is very often what our media teaches us is that there's a right or wrong way to communicate, that there's a right or wrong way to think, that there's a right or wrong way to learn or to socialise. And I think what this Barbie doll is doing is showing that actually, you know, that if you communicate differently, if you process your sensory environment differently, if you think in a different way, that is just as valid and that is just as represented as it would be if you communicated or thought or experienced the environment as most people do. I think as well, the fact that the doll has been created with autistic people, it's not just a scenario of people observing autistic people and drawing conclusions, but really it's putting an autistic perspective onto shop shelves and starting a conversation. So I think that's really powerful. If you're an autistic person who feels you have to mask your differences in school on a day-to-day basis, who doesn't feel proud of the fact that you're autistic, actually seeing this as something from a major brand, I think helps to break down that stigma. And I think also can help to create a conversation. I think it will create so many teachable moments within family homes, within classrooms, and even indeed sparking conversations like those that we're having right now.
Brian, to come to you, you mentioned the number of people that are neurodivergent and getting a diagnosis is growing all the time. Is there a chance that this becomes a bit of a money-making opportunity for companies?
Oh, well, I'm sure Mattel have totally that into their books. I mean, I'd be cynical about even when Adam mentioned the Barbie movie and the growth, the feminist message in it wasn't actually like such a positive thing. It was a version of feminism that I wouldn't. I'm not qualified to speak as a male, but it was Mattel is a huge corporation and they don't do anything for free or for charity. But if it starts the conversation and other kids can see that there's a diversity in everything, not just neurodiversity, but that there's lots of different ways to communicate, to behave, to interact with each other and play with each other, which is brilliant. And I know Adam said the focus on children and adults as well, who'd feel a lot more comfortable with the conversations going on, because it's harder for, I suppose, us with late diagnosis that I don't know when I'm not masking or when I am masking, because it's just been a thing my whole life.
I think the other important message to say here is when we talk about autistic people, you know, it's estimated that in schools in Ireland alone today, 1 in 20 children are autistic. And the reality is, I think very often, if we want to talk about representation, if we want to talk about diversity, I think it's important that there is a recognition from brands that they need to reflect and meet the needs of society at its broadest. And I think as well, what I would hope to see arising from today is that more brands follow suit. I think increasingly, you know, we're seeing characters in television programs, in movies, we're seeing greater representation of autistic people in literature and on stage. We need to see that not just, I suppose, in a tokenistic way, but in a very tangible way, where actually we recognize that it's not just a person being represented because they're autistic, but that actually that is just a part of the person and their diversity experiences in day-to-day life. So I hope other brands will follow suit and that this will, I suppose, push us forward in terms of deepening the conversation and widening the representation also.
Yeah, and making that representation as meaningful and as effective as possible. Brian Mulvey and Adam Harris, thanks for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.